Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, right now Joe Biden is on the way. He's going to meet with NATO and the EU ministers, and then the EU ministers, there's more of them than NATO. There's some that are not in NATO, but they're all friendly to the United States. And they were all part of an exercise in the Black Sea, something like 25 member nations, coordinated troops, land troops, water and air, showing the power of Europe and the United States together if Putin continues to try to press into Eastern Europe. Biden gets a lot of credit for putting this alliance back together after Trump tried to destroy it in the service of Putin. Well, after the NATO and the EU meeting, Biden's on his way to Geneva, Switzerland, where he's going to meet with Putin. Why Geneva? Geneva has always been a site for talks, you know, between, say, the Viet Cong and the United States, Northern Vietnam and the United States, people who are at war, people who are against each other, somehow meet in Geneva. It's seen as kind of a neutral territory, and that's where they're going to meet. And in advance of that, there's some trash talking, sort of like boxing, sort of like some, even the Super Bowl, but they tend to be more refined, but boxing, martial arts, people talking trash. Putin's talking trash. Putin praised Trump. Trump's his concubine. He was blackmailing Trump. That's why he praised him. Trump did his bidding and insulted Biden just before this summit. Now, what's more disturbing is that Trump praised Putin and insulted Trump too. I should say he praised Putin and Trump insulted Biden also. And he did it in two ways. Here's what Trump said about Biden. Quote, "Don't fall asleep during the meeting," end quote. And then he said, your model should be the Helsinki meeting that I had with Putin. Now, first of all, that's treason. You know, in the history of the United States, there is an unspoken rule that foreign policy stops at our shores. In other words, when a president of the opposing party is in Europe or Asia, everybody in the opposition party shuts up and supports them. Whatever they may think, you support the United States. Sort of like, you know, you go in the Navy, you go in the Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard. May have different political points of view, but we wear the same uniform, stand watch together, work together, go on liberty together. And we are a unit. We're a unit. Trump siding with Putin. And the Helsinki meeting that he is touting was one of the low points in his servility towards Putin and the betrayal of the United States to the Ruskies. Because in that meeting, a reporter shouted out a question with Putin sitting right there to Trump. What are you going to do about Putin's hacking into the election? The election, in that case, was the 2016 election. Trump looked at Putin and then he says, Putin denies that he did it, and I don't see any reason not to believe him. They said, your CIA and FBI say he did. And he said, I believe Putin. And Ron Johnson in our state said he does not trust the FBI and the CIA. And yet he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate at the time. You know, you can't have a president who praises and trusts our adversary who hacked our elections, who hacked our colonial pipeline, who hacked our meat processing plant, who put out bounties on our soldiers in Afghanistan and is invading Ukraine, an ally of the United States. You can't do that. Yes, he's being blackmailed. I understand it. Get him out of there. And you can't have a senator from Wisconsin who goes along with that. We need a senator from Wisconsin who stands up for Wisconsin and the United States. And when you have Trump praising Putin over Biden before Biden meets with Putin and jeering at Biden saying, don't fall asleep during the meeting, and saying that the Helsinki meeting that he had with Putin was what Biden should do, that's treason. That is just flat out treason. If any president during the 19th century, had that happened to him by somebody he defeated, they'd put him in jail. If a Republican said that about Franklin Roosevelt in the middle of the Second World War, they'd put him in jail. Our standards have slipped. Trump's very likely not going to be put in jail over this, but it is treason. And let's call it what it is. It's treason. You do not have Trump, who was defeated in an election, a Democratic election, getting up there shooting his mouth off, insulting Biden and praising the Russian whom he's about to meet with, right on the eve of that meeting. Back home, it's finally been revealed that the United States is losing billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes in the private equity industry. Now, we've read all about, you know, Bezos and Gates and this one and that one and Musk not paying any income tax and using various tax shelters and devices to shield them. They did it lawfully. Those tax shelters have to be amended. There has to be a minimum tax on income received, regardless of designation, whatever it is. We had that for individuals. We should have it for high-income individuals, and that would take care of much of the problem. However, private equity is different. Those are investors. They use LLCs. They have hundreds, thousands of investors. And a whistleblower blew the whistle that they're not paying income on money that comes to them through these LLCs. A whistleblower blew it, the whistle, but audits are non-existent because the Republicans have defunded the IRS and the audit division going back to George W. Bush. And very, very slowly, Obama and now Biden are trying to restore that. This is a $4.5 trillion industry that's not paying income taxes. And Trump eased the rules even more in January. They've got to be strengthened. These partnerships have got to be taxed. They've got to be traced. And they've got to be enforced. People making less than $25,000 a year are three times more likely to be audited than partnerships in the private equity industry. If you're making $19,000 a year, you're three times more likely to be audited. This is disgusting. It's got to stop. I'm calling it out. Other people go, oh, we must revise the tax laws. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm calling it out right now. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. We got great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Krupp, Earl Ingram, my friend, and Pizza Box Mike, my friend, on Saturdays at noon, the jewel of weekend programming. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. But for now, back tomorrow, Matt Flynn Direct, signing off. Just